You're listening to SBS News.
I am the candidate best prepared to defeat Donald Trump.
Pete Buttigieg is a candidate on the move. After finishing ahead in Iowa, he's crisscrossing the state here in New Hampshire, drawing enthusiastic crowds. The 38-year-old openly gay former mayor from Indiana seems like an unlikely frontrunner when pitted against more experienced opponents. But he's trying to make that a strength, telling his supporters the party needs a newer, younger face to lead the way this November. At a college campus in Keene, that message hit the mark.
I absolutely love his energy. I love his youthfulness. Honestly, I'm a little drawn to his lack of Washington exposure. I just think it would be a whole new, fresh perspective in Washington, which we need desperately.
Aren't you ready to put the corruption behind us? How about putting the tweets behind us?
Recent polling suggests Buttigieg is surging here. He's built his campaign around a pragmatic approach, hoping to appeal to members of his own party and voters he cheekily refers to as future former Republicans.
We may not agree on everything, but we can agree that the time has come to deliver this change before it is too late.
Some in the crowd have doubts about his ability to face off with President Trump, including venture capitalist Jeremy Goldstein.
Do you think that he can win? Obviously, experience is a question. Can he stand on the stage and go against someone like Donald Trump?
I think Donald Trump would eat him alive, unfortunately. To be clear, I think he is electable. I do think he can beat Donald Trump. I just have this, he's got a lot of work to do before he can beat Trump on a debate stage. Electability is obviously most important. We got to defeat Trump.
Jeremy's right. Buttigieg has a lot of work to do just to land the Democratic nomination. And as his support grows in New Hampshire, his rivals are sharpening their attacks.
Joe Biden helped lead the passage of the Affordable Care Act, which gave health care to 20 million people. And when parkgoers called on Pete Buttigieg, he installed decorative lights under bridges.
In this video released just days before the primary, Joe Biden takes aim at his opponent's thin political resume, a move the Buttigieg campaign sees as an act of a sinking campaign. The former vice president has also criticized Bernie Sanders, who has a realistic shot to come out on top on Tuesday.
If we win here in New Hampshire, we're going to set the pace to win in Nevada and South Carolina and California.
The senator from neighboring Vermont won 60% of the vote in the primary here 4 years ago. But this time he's facing a much more crowded field. Senior advisor Jeff Weaver has been with the Sanders campaign since 2015.
And is there a target on Sanders' back if he wins here? Is he going to be able to hold up to the attacks that are coming?
There's always a target on his back. We're never the front runner. The billionaire class, you know, if it's not Pete Buttigieg in this round, you know, Mike Bloomberg, who has, you know, $60 billion of his own money and is spending, you know, at this point, $250 million already on television around the country. You know, this race has got a long way to go. And, you know, the ruling class in this country will do whatever it takes to stop Bernie Sanders.
Although Bloomberg may have limitless resources, the Sanders campaign is also built to last, bringing in $25 million in January alone. New Hampshire voters are notoriously fickle. The majority are still undecided, giving hope to other contenders, including Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar.
Oh, you just missed it. Like, maybe half an hour ago, this place was packed.
In 2016, President Trump narrowly won the small town of Antrim. On Saturday, political debate wasn't the only topic heating things up in this snow-covered village.
Some of the best chili over here, to the right.
We stopped by the annual chili cook-off, where we met Kathy Ruoff, a Republican who says she won't vote for President Trump.
I don't really know who I want to vote for yet. I literally wrote Bernie in for the last election, even though I'm a Republican. But he's too far this way.
This race is a lot like a chili competition. It may be hard to choose a favorite, but in the end, you have to decide. In New Hampshire, voters will soon get to pick what flavor of candidate they like best. Will it be a traditional recipe like Joe Biden, the left-wing spice of Bernie Sanders, or something new and unexpected like Pete Buttigieg? The winner of this cook-off could be White House bound.